Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is literally it's 3:14. I was gonna say 3:14, but it's 3:14, and I'm doing a podcast. And I wasn't gonna do a podcast, but I decided to do a podcast because I have so much to talk about and so much to look forward to. Oh my god, I don't even know where to start. So I'm probably not going to say much because I got too much going on and I'm a little tipsy, guys. I'm sorry for doing a little inebriated podcast, but boomerang, buckshot, boom, boom, shot, shot. I'm doing it. It is what it is. But I'm not going to really elaborate too much because it's late. It's literally 3:14 and I don't want to wake up my daughter with my loud voice. But I just wanted to say, hey guys, how you doing? How are you guys? I hope everything is going well. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And oh my god, I got so much tea to like spill. I don't even know if it's tea, but it is tea. It is just beautiful tea. It's like chocolatey, dark velvety, handsome, yummy tea. But neither here nor there. I have so much going on in my life right now. I have so many opportunities coming to me right now for my business and even of opportunities that I didn't even think that I was like capable of doing. I didn't even think that I was qualified of doing. But God has put me into like rooms with people that I didn't even know I was ready for. And like, bitch, I am here. You understand me? I am here. No, I'm not like capable to do everything, but listen, if 1 + 1 = 2, then bitch, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm getting a lot of opportunities. I'm very blessed. I'm very excited. Like, I'm so freaking excited for 2023. I'm like really excited for the new year. I'm excited for the spring. I'm excited for the summer. You know, I've been bamboozled a lot throughout my life. You know, I'm going to be 40 years old, which I'm going to Aruba for my birthday. I'm going to Jamaica for summer break with my daughter and my sister. So I got some trips planned for me. And I'm also doing some other trips that it's not set in stone yet, but bitch, it's out here. Listen, I'm in the gym. I'm trying to look good on these motherfucking beaches, so you understand me. I'm ready. But 2023 is about traveling, getting money, building connections, literally experiencing new opportunities and not like selling myself short, you know, because one thing about me, I'm a loner and I like to do my own motherfucking thing, but I am shy. I could be a little shy, so I don't go everywhere. I normally visit and hang out where I'm familiar with, but this motherfucking year, bitch, I'm going downtown, Meatpack District, you understand me? I'm going to the Flatiron District. I'm going everywhere. You know, I'm going everywhere that I feel that I need to network and so I need to do. So anyway, neither here nor there. It's only been 3 minutes. I've been cackling. I just wanted to say I have so much to look forward to, right? And I cannot let things that disappointed me let me down. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. You know, you can meet a person, right, that can make it seem like they're so great for you. And they're so awesome and they mean you well. But in reality, they really don't. They're really narcissistic and sociopathic. Is that a word? I know a sociopath is a word. Sociopathic, I don't know. But that's my word. So don't go trying to say, oh, she's ignorant. Sociopathic have to be a word. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But a person that's narcissistic and just like really weird and they don't take accountability, girl and guy, run. Because we are all human and we all know how we want to be treated. And if a person is not treating you fine, they're not treating you right, they're using and abusing you, bitch, run. You understand me? I'm not type of female, I'm not giving nobody the luxury to treat me bad. Like, I'm not giving you the luxury to feel that you can't answer my call or try to play with me or play with my emotions or ghost me. Bitch, you lucky I'm even speaking to you. You understand me? So I don't give that person a luxury. But I'm speaking for the people that's out there in the universe, or the people that's listening to me right now. Listen, and this goes for ladies or dudes. If you're in a relationship with somebody, it ain't going right. Even if you're not in a relationship with somebody, say you just got to know somebody and you thought you guys were cool and you thought that your relationship was a kiki, and the person ghosted you, didn't try to reach out to you, like ignored you, that motherfucker is sick, bitch, and you need to run. And now that goes for a man or a lady. Run for the fucking hills. And I'm going to tell you why. I can't speak for you, but I can only speak for me. If you know that you a good person with a good heart and you would never do that to that person or to anyone, then you gotta cut that person off, because that person has no type of emotional or empathy or sympathy or anything. They're a sociopath. And a person that's like that's a sociopath, bitch, they'll kill you. So you better motherfucking run and run for the motherfucking border. So on that note, it's only been 6 minutes. I'm ready to get out of here. Because I have so much other tea to spill. I have so many story times to tell. I just literally just did this podcast so, like, sporadically and just, like, out of the blue because, you know, I was drinking some Chardonnay and I smoked me a joint. And I'm like, you know what, bitch? I feel ambitious. Let me just do a podcast. But I'm not going to, like, do a long podcast. It's only been 6 minutes. I just want you guys to keep doing the best you can do. Keep being the best you can be. If you did some fucked up shit, make your wrongs right. And if you don't want to make your wrongs right, then that's just the burden you got to live with for the rest of your life. And at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, because you know why? I got a good heart and I mean well. And I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I would never do nothing dirty to anyone. And that goes for all you guys out there that's listening to me. I don't care if you're in Africa, you're in Australia, you are in Canada. Do right. You understand me? When you do right, God is going to do right by you. And it's a lot of people don't even believe in God. And that's a whole nother story. That's either here or there. But just do the fuck what you need to do that's just right. Because I'm telling you, when you that old person in a nursing home that's sitting in front of the motherfucking TV and nobody coming to visit your pissy ass, you going to know. Your old ass ain't even going to know why nobody coming to see your pissy ass. But I'm going to tell you this. You could have had kids and all that. But you treated your kids bad, and your kids didn't have no love from you when you was healthy and young and fun. You gave all your times to your boyfriends and your girlfriends, and to the street niggas, to the corners, to the drug dealers, and to every motherfucking thing but your motherfucking kids. You spent time with bitches and hoes and niggas and pimps and faggots, and no shade to the LGBT, because I love y'all, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all spend all y'all time with those niggas, but y'all ain't spend your own time with your motherfucking kids. And you wonder when your ass is old and sick and motherfucking wheelchair in front of motherfucking TV, eating a TV dinner in motherfucking nursing home, why your family and your kids ain't there to see you. You want to know why your motherfucking kids ain't there to see you, bitch? Because you were not there for your kids when they needed you. When your kids were in that motherfucking room by themselves, sad and confused, your ass was somewhere sucking dick or motherfucking eating cootie cat and chasing bitches and chasing cock. Bitch, your kid is not giving a fuck about what you going through when you motherfucking in your old ass motherfucking nursing home days can't remember how to wipe your ass or what the fucking name is. Your kid is with your motherfucking nemesis eating pizza. And on that note, do right by your kids. Do right by everybody. You don't want to be that person. And you know what? I know I ain't perfect. But I could guarantee you one thing. Have a good heart. My heart is pure. My heart is genuine. And I don't want to hurt no motherfucking body. I ain't got no beef with nobody. People that hurt me, I still pray for them. You understand me? You know why I pray for them? Because my future is brighter than a motherfucking star on a Christmas tree. And that being said, I gotta go. But this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I don't know what tangent I went on. I'll come back tomorrow. I'm a little tipsy. So this is my tipsy vent. You know, I'm like, what is it? Venting? Am I like venting? Oh, whatever. Anyway, I'll be back with a more sober head. Maybe in a few days. Because I got a lot going on right now. I got a lot I'm working on right now. And right now, I chose war. And I chose violence. I'm just playing. I never choose violence. I'm a sweetheart. But bitch, don't play with me because I'll pop you in your mouth. Anyway, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Bye.